I'm sorry?
No, no, no. There is no need to leave any tip or any gratuity for all of this entertainment and information I'm giving you. It's included in the cover price. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Coming up, we will have another entertainment report with Christina Stoffo, followed by the 8 biggest box office phenomenons of all time. Films that studios thought, oh, I hope we can at least break even, and they had their fingers firmly crossed, and these films did much more than just break even. They made billions of dollars. Then, signs, you're about to be fired. That's right. Get out. Pack up your stuff. Grab a box. Throw your pictures. Throw your stapler, if that is yours, and your pens, and just get out. Hit the pavement. Hit the bricks. Is that going to happen to you? Well, we're going to have some signs that you may want to look for, that you may not be long for your job, and that you may soon be taking a trip to Monster.com. Then, challenges faced by parents of special needs children. We will be joined in studio by the mother of a special needs child, and she will talk about some of the special challenges that she and her husband face as they try to provide their child with the best education and the best services that he can be provided. We start things off this hour with a restaurant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It has banned tips. Their servers, their waiters, they are not allowed to receive tips anymore. Why? Because they have guaranteed their servers a salary of, get this, $35,000 a year. Pittsburgh's Bar Marco will also provide health care and a paid vacation. A Pittsburgh restaurant's policy change has folks wondering whether tips will become a thing of the past in the restaurant industry. Starting in April, Bar Marco will stop accepting tips and start paying its full-time servers $35,000 a year plus benefits, unusual for the restaurant world, health care, paid vacation, and shares in the company. This according to Next Pittsburgh. It won't add a service fee to the bill or otherwise raise prices to pay for the switch. All of our current employees have seen and approved the contract, says co-owner Robert Fry. Interesting last name for a guy who owns a restaurant, wouldn't you say? They will have a lot of responsibilities, too, like being present at bi-monthly finance meetings. We want complete transparency. We want people who want to be part of what we are doing. The Tribune Review talked to a Bar Marco bartender happy with the move who predicted that workers will stay in their jobs longer because of the stability. The establishment isn't the first to implement a no-tip policy. A San Diego restaurateur recently did the same, so it could be becoming a trend. The first thing that jumped out at me, $35,000 a year. Really? A full-time salary? Think of the hours that a waiter or server, whatever you choose to use as the name for this vocation, think of the hours that they put in. If you work the night shift, the dinner shift, I don't know, you show up at 5 o'clock. What if they close at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning? You stay late. You work a long time. How many hours are you expected to work for this $35,000? Is this an upscale restaurant? Are people usually tempted to throw $20 or $30 as a tip onto their bill, especially if they've been sitting there and drinking top-shelf alcohol all night? Will these waiters, will these servers actually be doing better? They're being enticed with health care, paid vacation, and shares in the company. I don't know how large of a company Bar Marco is. This isn't like receiving shares in Apple or in Microsoft. You're receiving shares in Bar Marco. $35,000 a year, okay, will go farther in Pittsburgh than it will in other larger cities. But it's your full-time job. I think if I was a server, I'd rather roll the dice and see how much I could make by just keeping my tips. I wonder how many of these folks are going to stay there after a while when they realize they're losing money. Hello, Applebee's? Are you hiring? Great. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo, right around the bend. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
American Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the three most common complaints parents have about their children? Straight to the answers. Number one, my child doesn't listen. Number two, my child doesn't follow directions. And number three, my child will not wait their turn. But there's more to these simple sounding issues. Here's the science of what these complaints really mean. Say your child won't listen, memory problems are involved. You say your child doesn't follow directions, they may have difficulty understanding and processing. And your child won't take turns, could be impulsivity. What's the chief psychological trick? The inability to listen, follow directions, and impulsivity may just be misbehavior, or it could be more. If you, the teacher or coach, notices that one or more of these problems are in excess, and if you have difficulty controlling it, ask for help. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This left winger was nicknamed Captain Kirk. He spent 19 seasons in the NHL playing for six different teams. In 1993, he helped the Montreal Canadiens win the Stanley Cup.
Coming out with the rubber out, banging it. He scores! Muller scores for Montreal!
So where is Kirk Muller now? Kirk retired after the 2003 season, but it wasn't long before he got back in the game. Kirk began his coaching career in the minors before returning to Montreal in 2006 as an assistant coach. In 2011, Kirk finally got his first NHL head coaching opportunity when the Carolina Hurricanes announced he would be taking over the team.
You got great goaltending, you got great guys down the middle, you got young guys, you got great talent.
Captain Kirk, navigating another enterprise. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. You can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.